And I don't know, in 1975, I was doing a special meditation. Then I was in a monastery. I had money from my mother when she died, she gave me money. So I could stay in the monastery. But in the meditation, I had one, I saw something special. And it said that we should work in the banner business. So in America, there's two businesses you cannot join.
בארצות הברית יש שני סוגי עסקים שאליהם קשה להצטרף.
One is the mafia.
אחד זה המאפיה.
You have to be family.
חייבים להיות חלק מהמשפחה.
The other is diamond business.
והשני זה עסקי
יהלומים. So, after 6 years,
לאחר 6 שנים,
I went to, I decided now I should do what I saw in my prayer.
החלטתי ללכת ולקיים את מה שראיתי.
I should start in the banner business. So I went to 30 companies. And I went in. I said, I want to join the banner business. And they said, is your family in the banner business? I said, no. Are you Jewish?
האם אתה
יהודי?
אמרתי, לא, אני
אירי.
האם יש לך ניסיון?
לא.
לא, שום ניסיון.
כן, אה.
שלושים פעמים.
אני מת אוהל מן, אופר עזרא.
ואז פגשתי את אופר.
He's from Israel.
שום מישראל.
In a special class, genealogical class.
בכיתה מיוחדת של...
בקורס.
בקורס...
Then I liked his, he was asking very good questions. I liked his mind. So I said, I'm going to work for him. But he doesn't know it. So I made up some excuse to go to his office. He made me wait for 2 hours outside. Then slowly I said, look, I have a Princeton University degree. I have to work in diamond business. If you like, I will wash the floor. I don't care what's the money, I don't care. I want to work with you. And he said, I have to ask my wife. And together they had a conversation. And so they said, you can work with us. And started like that. And I'm very honored to have tonight Aya as you
know.
And her son, one of them, and daughter Tamar. And we are like all family. We spent almost 20 years together. In the business. Just started with a few people. And then got very successful. My lama, I asked my lama, my teacher, I don't know anything about business.
אמרתי ללמה שלי, למורה שלי, אני לא יודע שום דבר על עסקים.
אז מה שאני אגיד את הדיון הזה?
אז מה עליי לעשות בעסקי היהלומים?
He said that you just do what the book says.
אתה פשוט תתנהג לפי מה שהספרים מלמדים.
And I said, no, no, that's a religious book, this is business, this is separate.
אמרתי, לא, אלה ספרי דת, וזה עסקים, זה שני דברים שונים.
He said, no, you use religious book for business.
והוא אמר לו, אתה תשתמש במה שאומרים הספרי הדת,
Then, so I tried, many years I tried. And tonight we just talk about what I learned in the business. So my main business guru is here. What I know about business, I've learned from Aya. So really, Aya should give the talk. But she's not Buddhist monk. But later I asked her after the break to just say a few things. Because we believe if your teacher is there, they should speak. So really, whatever I know is from their kindness. So recently, Christy and I, we did one old Buddhist custom. After you finish your study, study like yeshiva, it takes 25 years. Then after 25 years, if you didn't die, they make you geshe. Some people die. So when you finish geshe, you should, one custom is to have a partner. And you go for a special meditation. 3 years. You can't see any other people. You can't speak to anyone. You don't speak to each other. You stay in a small hut in the desert. So this is very difficult for American people. Because one big problem in the desert, in the small hut, there's no movie. So American people should have a movie. I mean, we must have a movie. Then we came out after 3 years. For example, 9/11, a World Trade Center. We didn't know anything.
למשל, לא ידענו שום דבר על ספטמבר, על 11 בספטמבר, על הרס מגדלי התאומים, לא ידענו.
They are not allowed to tell us anything.
כי אנשים שטיפלו בהם, לא הייתה להם רשות להעביר אליהם שום מידע.
3 years we didn't see any newspaper.
3 שנים הם לא ראו שום עיתון.
The newspaper came to interview us because we are the only people in the world who don't know about this thing.
העיתונאים באו לראיין אותם כי הם היו היחידים בעולם שלא שמעו על האירועים של 11 בספטמבר.
Then, you know, after 1 week you come out, you are American, you get one big idea.
אחרי שבוע אתה יוצא ואתה אמריקאי, ואז בא לך רעיון אחד גדול לראש.
We have to go to the movies.
צריכים ללכת לראות סרט.
Then 3 years movies, we missed everything. So I told her we have to see extra movies. So we went to see, you know this movie, Matrix?
Matrix.
Yesterday I asked her, she was translating the word sex. She said sex. I said, Hebrew is sex? She said, yes, that's it. I think Matrix said sex too. So in the movie, at the beginning of the movie, the hero's name, is it Neo?
Neo.
Then he's always shooting with the other people or something. I remember one scene he's going upside down, he's shooting like this. But at the end of the movie, he opens the door, he goes to the hallway, there's those 3 guys in the black suits and the black sunglasses. Then I thought, now he's going to die. He can't escape now. And they shoot the Duncan. And the bullet is coming. Then suddenly he understands something. He understands all of this is like a computer program. Matrix means a computer program.
Matrix פה מתכוון תוכנית מחשב.
So he just, I don't know if you remember, but he goes like this.
לא יודע אם אתם זוכרים, אבל הוא עושה מין תנועה כזאת.
And he reached into the matrix.
ומגיע אל תוך המטריץ, אל המטריץ.
And he makes some change.
ועושה איזה שינוי.
And then the bullet starts in the air.
ואז הכדור עוצר באוויר.
And he takes one bullet like
ואז הוא לוקח את הכדור ומתבונן בו.
And just drops it.
ומשליף אותו.
And he's free.
והוא חופשי.
So I really like this movie.
אני מאוד אהבתי את הסרט הזה.
Because in the monastery, in 25 years, we learn the same thing.
מכיוון שבמנזר, במשך 25 שנה, מה שלמדנו זה בדיוק אותו דבר.
They teach us whole life is like a computer program.
הם מלמדים אותנו שכל החיים הם כמו תוכנית מחשב.
The whole life is like a matrix.
כל החיים הם כמו מטריצה.
You can reach, you can make some changes.
ניתן להגיע לשם וניתן לעשות שינויים.
Then the things which you need, you can get.
וניתן להשיג את הדברים שאתם צריכים.
So tonight, just one hour, one and a half hours, I'd like to tell you about this idea.
הלילה, משך שעה או שעה וחצי, הייתי רוצה לדבר איתכם על הרעיון הזה.
They call it selling water at the river. Selling water at the river. Because your history, your people, your religion, you know everything. Jerusalem is the beginning of all these things. But sometimes good to hear again. So we will read. We have brought some old book here. And we will talk about how this works. How to use a matrix. I think it's the same as your Jewish religion said. We were talking to Aya and Jonathan tomorrow about this. Everything is the same. Just we will tell you in a different way.
אנחנו רק נגיד את הדברים בצורה שלנו.
And I hope you enjoy.
ואני מקווה שאתם יודעים.
Page 2.
יש, אין לנו מספיק חוברות, כי ההיענות הייתה גדולה מן הצפוי. אז אם אתם יושבים ליד מישהו שיש לו חוברת, בבקשה תשתפו.
And I will read it first in Tibetan. Good luck. Dame mai shele ne, ni ne mai ni ne. No ko kana kana ya. Kya na ne yo mai. Things don't come from themselves. Things don't come from something else. Things don't come from God. Things don't come without a cause. Nothing at all in the entire universe ever comes at all. In Hebrew,
אין הדברים באים מעצמם, ואין הם באים מדברים אחרים.
In one word, and it's called luck, מזל.
So this says, money doesn't come from money.
מה שזה אומר, שכסף לא בא מכסף.
Money doesn't come from something else.
הכסף גם לא בא ממשהו אחר.
For example, money doesn't come from working.
למשל, הכסף לא בא מעבודה.
And money doesn't come from both.
והכסף לא בא משניהם כאחד.
Itself and from working.
מעצמו ומעבודה.
But it's not true that money has no cost.
אבל זה לא נכון שאין סיבה לכסף.
Then it says, money isn't money.
זה גם אומר שכסף הוא בכלל לא כסף.
So it sounds crazy.
אז זה נשמע קצת משוגע.
And many people misunderstood this idea.
ואנשים רבים לא הבינו נכון את הרעיון הזה.
But I can show you how it works.
אבל אני רוצה להראות לכם איך זה עובד.
And you can use it for money.
ותוכלו להשתמש בזה לכסף.
After I stopped in the diamond business,
אחרי שהתחלתי בעסקי האלומים,
I started in the religion business.
אחרי שהפסיק בעסקי האלומים, הוא עבר לעסקי הדת.
And just to give you one example,
ורק לתת לכם דוגמה אחת,
We needed some place to have our meetings.
היינו זקוקים למקום שבו נוכל לקיים את הפגישות שלנו.
Should be near to New York City.
מקום שיהיה קרוב לעיר ניו יורק.
Should be quiet.
שיהיה שקט.
And should be someone will give a talk.
וצריך שמישהו ייתן לנו.
So you can reach into the matrix. You can. In the monastery, we learn how to make some change.
ניתן להושיט ולהיכנס לתוך המטריצה, ובמגזר למדנו איך לעשות את השינוי מהם.
Then you just wait and it will come to you.
ואז אתה רק מחכה וזה בא אליך.
So we were in a grocery store.
והיינו אנחנו בחנות מקום.
We were standing in line.
חיכינו בתור.
The woman in front of us turned around.
האישה שלפנינו פנתה לאחור.
We never saw her before.
מעולם לא ראינו אותה קודם.
She said, my auntie,
והיא אמרה, הדודה שלי
wants to give away her estate.
רוצה למסור את האחוזה שלי.
100 acres.
100 acres. 400 דונם.
Incredible. This is 3-5 million dollars.
בקונטיקט, זה משהו ששווה 3-4 מיליון.
For $1 she will give it to you.
והיא מוסרת את זה עבור דולר.
So we took it. And now we use it for meditation.
עכשיו אנחנו משתמשים במקום למדיטציה.
But it came from just making some change.
אבל זה בעצם בא מהשינויים האלה שעשינו.
So I'm going to give one example about what I mean.
ואני רוצה לתת דוגמה למה אני מתכוון.
And there are many stories like that, but that's just one story.
יש הרבה סיפורים כאלה, וזה רק אחד מהם.
Can you hand me your book?
I'll tell you what. Can you put it somewhere else here? No, hand it to me. I'll do my microphone.
So, just one example, okay?
Dugma.
In our office, we had many vibrators.
במשרד שלנו היו לנו כמה תקנות.
The people come to sell the diamonds.
אנשים באים לקנות יהלומים.
I always tell people we did 30,000 diamonds every day.
אני תמיד אומר שאנחנו עסקנו ב-30,000 יהלומים ביום.
I never tell them the diamond was as small as salt.
לא, אני לא אומר להם שזה היה מהסוג הקטן ביותר.
But maybe you know I, so I have to tell the truth.
אבל עכשיו אולי אתם מכירים את I, אז אני חייב להגיד את האמת.
But still it's a lot of diamonds.
עדיין זה הרבה יהלומים.
And to tell you one thing, why I stayed there for 15-20 years.
אני רוצה לומר לכם למה נשארתי שם 15-20 שנה.
No one ever asked me to lie in the company.
בזמן שהייתי שם אף אחד מעולם לא ביקש ממני לשקר.
In 15-20 years, no one ever asked me once to lie.
במשך 15-20 שנה, איש מעולם לא ביקש ממני לשקר.
But let's give an example if someone did lie.
אבל ניתן דוגמה נניח אם מישהו כן היה משקר.
So somebody comes to sell you a diamond, it's a $30,000 diamond.
מישהו בא למכור לך יהלום, הוא שווה 30,000 דולר.
And you know this guy has to pay for his office this week.
ואתה יודע שהבחור צריך לשלם עבור המשרד שלו השבוע.
You know he needs $20,000.
אתה יודע שהוא צריך לשלם 20,000 דולר שכר דירה.
The diamond is $30,000.
והיהלום שווה 30,000 דולר.
He's asking $30,000.
והוא מבקש 30,000.
It's a good price.
וזה מחיר טוב.
Fair price.
מחיר הוגן.
You can make good money.
ואפשר להרוויח כסף טוב.
But you lie.
אלא שאתה משקר.
Because you know he needs 20,000.
כי אתה יודע שמה שהוא צריך זה 20,000.
So you say, I don't have 30,000.
אז אתה אומר, אין לי 30,000.
And your diamond is not worth 30,000.
והיהלום שלך לא שווה 30,000.
It's worth 20,000.
הוא רק שווה 20,000.
Now he knows it's a $30,000 diamond.
הוא יודע שהיהלום שווה 30,000.
But he must pay for his rent.
אבל הוא חייב לשלם את השכר דירה שלו.
He needs exactly $20,000. Can you give me the check today?
Yes. Okay,
$20,000.
So I'm going to draw what happened. What happened? I'm going to draw.
אני הולך לצייר מה קרה.
I told a lie.
אמרתי שקר.
I said I don't have $30,000. I had $20,000.
אמרתי שאין לי 30,000 דולר, יש לי רק 20,000 דולר.
Then the lie is the cause, and the $10,000 is the result.
אם ככה, השקר הוא הסיבה שהתוצאה שלו זה 10,000 דולר.
Because I told a lie,
מכיוון שאמרתי שקר,
I made $10,000.
הרווחתי 10,000 דולר נוספים.
Correct?
נכון?
Looks like that.
נראה ככה.
Looks like that. Does it look like that?
האם זה נראה ככה?
Yeah, I told a lie, he gave me $30,000 for $20,000, I made $10,000.
אני שיקרתי, הוא נתן לי 20,000 דולר, ואני הרווחתי 10,000 דולר.
The lie is the cost for $10,000.
אז אם ככה שקר הוא הסיבה ל-10,000 דולר.
Now, the reason to have this talk tonight is we will come back to Israel.
הסיבה שאנחנו נותנים את ההרצאה היום זה בגלל שאנחנו נחזור יום אחד לישראל.
I don't know what when exactly.
לא יודע בדיוק מתי.
But everybody in this room,
אבל כל אחד בחדר הזה,
who understood this thing,
שמבין את הדבר,
next time we come,
פעם הבאה שאני אבוא,
they should have a lot of money.
חייב שיהיה להם הרבה כסף.
That's the reason to have this talk.
זו הסיבה שיש לנו את ההרצאה הזאת.
So we have to talk about, did the lie make the $10,000?
אז אנחנו רוצים לדבר על זה שאיך השקר מייצר 10,000 דולר. האם השקר ייצר 10,000 דולר?
And in this, what we are talking about tonight, in this system,
על מה שאנחנו מדברים היום במערכת הזו,
we believe that a good thing cannot come from a bad thing.
אנחנו מאמינים שלא יכול דבר טוב לבוא מדבר רע.
A positive thing cannot come from a negative thing.
דבר חיובי לא יכול לבוא מדבר שלילי.
Bread cannot come from the seed of a fig.
לא יכולים ענבים לבוא מזרעים של תאנים.
Completely impossible.
בלתי אפשרי.
So can the $10,000 come from the lie?
האם יכולים 10,000 דולר לבוא מן השקר?
In this system.
במערכת הזאת.
Completely impossible.
במערכת הזאת, לחלוטין בלתי אפשרי.
If you plant a grape,
אם אתם שותלים את הענבים,
you must get grapes.
אתם חייבים לקבל ענבים.
If you do something negative,
אם אתם עושים משהו שלילי,
it must get negative result.
חייב לייצר תוצאות שליליות.
Let's see.
בואו נראה.
So we're on to page 4.
So I'm talking about the data.
The emptiness of money.
הרי קוד של כסף.
יוטן נמן מי פעמן, מי כתבי מי פעמן. תשי נמפה ג'ואי, דמי אומה פאי ריק. It's not true that things exist, and it's not true that they do not exist. It's not true that they exist and don't exist. And it's not true that neither exist nor don't exist. Those who walk the middle path understand this one thing far from all or close.
אין זה נכון שדברים קיימים, ואין זה נכון שהם לא קיימים. אינם קיימים ובלתי קיימים כאחד, וגם אין זה נכון שהם לא כאלו שאינם קיימים ובלתי קיימים כאחד. חופשיים לחלוטין מארבעת הקצוות, הם המבינים נכוחה את דרך האמצע.
So in the last verse we were talking about the cause is not the cause. The cause we think is the cause is not the cause for the money, right? Now we're going to talk about money itself.
בפסוק הקודם אמרנו שהסיבה היא לא סיבה. הסיבה שחשבנו שיצרה את הכסף היא לא הסיבה. ועכשיו נדבר על הכסף עצמו.
They say money itself is empty of having a nature in itself.
אומרים שהכסף עצמו הוא ריק מלהיות בעל טבע משל עצמו.
What does that mean?
מה זאת אומרת?
What is the definition of money?
מהי הגדרה של כסף?
Anyone?
Mishu?
Energy? Emtsai?
A means.
Energy, power. A means. A means. Okay, it's power. It's a means to get what you want.
Say?
If you have money, you can get what you want.
אם יש לנו כסף, אפשר להשיג מה שרוצים.
If you can buy what you need for your house, for example.
תוכלו לקנות מה שאתם רוצים בשביל הבית.
So, I have one story.
יש לי סיפור אחד.
We were in New York City.
היינו בניו יורק.
It was supposed to be end of May, supposed to be very hot.
היה סוף חודש מאי, והיה אמור להיות מאוד חם.
So we only brought summer clothes.
ואז הבאנו רק בגדי קיץ.
Then it started raining.
ואז התחיל גשם.
It was freezing.
היה קר מאוד.
And we were out on the street, very far from where we lived.
והיינו ברחוב, רחוב מאוד ממקום המגורים שלנו.
And so I said to him, I have to buy a shawl.
ואז אמרתי לו, אני חייבת לקנות שעיר.
I'm freezing.
אני קופאת מקום.
And we had the money.
והיה לנו הכסף.
But we couldn't find the shop.
אבל לא יכולנו למצוא שעיר.
Then finally, after about 10 blocks,
ואז אחרי שהלכנו 10 בלוקים,
we see a shop across the street.
אנחנו רואים חנות מעבר לרחוב.
So we cross the street.
אנחנו עוברים את הרחוב.
And this is about noon.
וזה אולי בשעות הצהריים.
And in New York, shops, they never close.
ובניו יורק החנויות לעולם לא נסגרות.
But especially not at noon.
ובוודאי לא בצהריים.
So I go to the shop.
ואז אני הולכת לחנות.
And just in the window, I see the shawl that I need.
ובחלון נמצא בדיוק הצעיף שאני צריכה.
Oh, it's perfect. It's exactly what I want. It's my shawl.
מושלם, בדיוק מה שאני רוצה. זה הצעיף שלי.
So we try to turn the handle of the shop.
אנחנו מנסים לפוס על הידים לדלת.
And you know what happened. It's locked.
אתם מבינים כבר שהיא נעולה.
And next door neighbor says, oh, this shop is never closed. I don't know why it's closed.
והשכן ליד אומר, או, החנות הזאת אף פעם לא סגורה, אני לא יודע למה סגורה.
So I had the money.
היה לי הכסף.
And there was the shawl.
והייתה שם החנות.
And I couldn't buy it.
ולא יכולתי לקנות את
זה. If money was power in and of itself.
אילו הכסף היה כוח מצד עצמו.
Or if money was a means to get what you want in and of itself.
אילו הכסף היה אמצעי להשיג מה שאנחנו רוצים מצד עצמו.
It would always work.
אז תמיד זה היה עובד.
This is the same with every single thing in our world.
אותו דבר חל על כל דבר ודבר בעולם.
We think that it has a nature in and of itself.
אנחנו חושבים או סבורים שיש לו טבע משל עצמו.
But these things around us, they don't have this nature.
אבל הדברים שסביבנו אין להם את הדבר הזה.
And because we think they have this nature, it causes all of our pain in the world.
מכיוון שאנחנו סבורים שיש להם את הטבע הזה, זה גורם לכל הכאב שבעולם.
Sometimes I use this example and people say, oh, but money, it's such an amorphous thing. Anyway.
לפעמים אני משתמשת בדוגמה הזאת, ואז אנשים באים ואומרים, אבל כסף זה משהו כל כך אמורפי.
But you can use the same reasoning for food.
אבל אותם הטיעונים והשיקולים אפשר ליישם על אוכל.
They say the definition of food may be to nourish the body.
יש שאומרים שההגדרה של אוכל זה משהו שמזין את הגוף.
But some people eat food and they die.
אבל יש אנשים שאוכלים אוכל ומתים.
We were in India and we ate the same food.
אנחנו היינו בהודו ואכלנו את אותו האוכל.
And one of us felt great.
אחד מאיתנו הרגיש נפלא.
Other one felt terribly sick.
והשני חלה נורא.
How did we get sick?
איך זה קרה? איך זה שנהיינו חולים?
If it was the same food.
אם זה היה בדיוק אותו האוכל.
There is something that's not inherently in the food to make you healthy or to make you sick.
יש משהו שלא מהותי בתוך האוכל שגורם לך לחלות או להיות בריא.
And this is the key to the whole world.
וזה המפתח לכל העולם.
This is the key to doing that thing in the matrix.
זה המפתח לעשות את הטריקים האלה במטריקה. עוד חמש.
This is a very famous book by Buddha. It's 2,500 years old. And it's talking about one man who lives in a city. And he wants to take a holiday. So he goes to the forest to have a quiet. Then he goes out into the forest. He makes his tent. He's relaxing. We did this in Scotland. And then he's so happy he starts to sing.
והוא כל כך מבסוט שמתחיל לשיר.
ואולי לא היינו. Then he hears one other guy. He hears something.
ואז הוא שומע מישהו אחר, שומע משהו.
ואולי לא היינו. So it's very upset. I came all the way to the forest. I'm trying to relax. I'm just singing. Some guy is making fun of me. He's singing some terrible song. Same song, but terrible. Back to me. Maybe I have to go back to tell him. Then he waits a while, the guy is quiet. So he starts to sing again.
ואז הוא מחכה קצת, השני משתתק, ואז הוא מתחיל שוב לשיר.
I'm not tested on for you. Then comes one guy. So he's very angry.
שוב מגיע הבחור השני.
Then you know the story.
ואתם מכירים כבר את הסיפור.
He's hearing what?
את מה הוא שומע?
Yeah, this is the echo. The guy with the terrible voice is who? Himself. Now he heard what really what he sounds like he heard. Not very good. In this system we are talking about today. We are saying everything you do to other people.
אנחנו אומרים שכל מה שאתם עושים לאחרים,
it will come back to you.
יחזור.
Like an echo.
כמו מהם.
Then everything in our life,
כל דבר בחיינו,
all the good thing,
כל הדברים הטובים,
is like an echo.
כמו מהם.
All the bad thing,
כל הדברים הרעים,
is like an echo.
כמו מהם.
Everything,
כל דבר,
is like an echo.
כמו מהם.
Every part of this building,
כל חלק מן המבנה הזה,
every person here,
כל אדם כאן,
everything about your own body, just an echo of what you are doing to other people. It's what they call karma. In our system they call karma. Then I grew up in America. We don't believe in karma. It sounds good. It makes sense. And it's like cosmic justice. It feels good. But hard to believe. I met my first lama. I said, what's this karma thing? If I hurt somebody, you say it comes back to you. If I give money,
אם אני נותן כסף,
you say the money comes back.
אתה אומר שזה חוזר אליי.
But where does it stay in between?
ואיפה זה נשאר בינתיים?
Where does the karma go?
לאן הולך את הקרמה?
In Australia they have this thing, boomerang.
באוסטרליה יש להם בומרנג.
So if you throw a boomerang here, this way.
ואתם זורקים בומרנג לכיוון ההוא.
Then it goes... נוחת
לך.
It hits you on the back of the head.
פוגע בכם, מאחורי הראש.
That's okay, I understand. After I threw the boomerang,
אחרי שזרקתי את הבומרנג.
He was in the air.
הוא היה באוויר.
How long? Maybe one minute?
אולי דקה.
Then hit me here.
ואז פגע בי מאחורי ראשי.
That I can understand.
זה אני מבין.
But where does karma stay?
אבל איפה נשארת הקארמה?
After I hurt somebody.
אחרי שפגעתי במישהו.
After I gave the money.
אחרי שנתתי את הכסף.
Then you say it takes 6 weeks, 6 months, then the money will come back.
אתה אומר שזה לוקח 6 שבועות, 6 חודשים, והכסף יחזור.
You say more money will come back.
אתה אומר לי שיותר כסף יחזור.
But I can't believe it.
אבל אני לא מאמין.
I told them.
אמרתי לו.
Where does it stay?
איפה זה נשאר?
Where does the karma stay?
איפה נשאר את הקארמה?
So Christy is going.
We usually choreograph these talks just before we come. He said, you say this, I'll say this, No, we don't try it. where does karma stay? We had this experience in when we were in 3-year retreat. It taught us how the mind really works. We were there for 3 years. And the first 6 months it was very peaceful. We were in the desert, we were away from everybody, it was so quiet. Only the animals would come. And we said, oh, this is paradise. Then after 6 months, something strange starts to happen. Every single movie I ever saw started playing itself back in my mind. Every single commercial I ever saw, every single commercial, movie, TV show.
כל פרסומת, כל סרט, כל הצגת טלוויזיה.
It's all stored in the mind. Everything you ever see is stored in your mind.
הכל נשמר בתודעה.
And the strangest things start popping up.
והדברים המוזרים ביותר מתחילים לחזור.
Commercial jingles.
כל מיני שירים.
From when I was a baby.
שירי פרסומת מהתקופה שהייתה תינוקת.
So, karma. From what we see ourselves do or say or think.
הקארמה שנובעת ממה שאנחנו רואים את עצמנו עושים או אומרים או חושבים.
It's stored in the mind.
היא נשמרת בתודעה.
And then it grows there.
היא גדלה שם.
And then it ripens in the form of our outside world.
ומבשילה בצורה של עולמנו החיצוני.
This world is just a product of what we did to others in the past.
העולם הזה הוא תוצאה של מה שעשינו לאחרים בעבר.
Every meal that you ever get is because you gave a meal to someone else in the past.
כל ארוחה שאתם אי פעם מקבלים היא בגלל שנתתם ארוחה למישהו אחר בעבר.
Every face of someone you love is because you've shown love to people in the past.
כל פרצוף של מישהו שאתם אוהבים זה בגלל שאהבתם אחרים בעבר.
And every face of someone who's angry at you is because you're angry to people in the past.
וכל מי שמופיע וכועס עליכם זה בגלל שאתם כעסתם על אחרים בעבר.
But there's one problem with this logic.
יש רק בעיה אחת עם הלוגיקה הזאת.
There is this time gap.
ישנו הפער של הזמן.
So we said you tell a lie and then you get $10,000, I think it was, yes?
אז אמרנו שאתה משקר ומקבל 10,000 דולר.
So it doesn't seem like I got a lie back.
אז לא נראה שקיבלתי חזרה שקל.
Seem like I got something good back.
נראה שקיבלתי משהו טוב חזרה.
So this is the problem of the time gap.
זאת הבעיה של פער הזמן.
So, if karma is true,
אם karma באמת נכון,
then when you get money,
אז כשאתה מקבל כסף,
you should get money back.
סליחה, כשאתה נותן כסף, עליך לקבל כסף חזר.
Actually, it should be more money.
ולמעשה צריך שזה יהיה יותר כסף שחוזר אליך.
Because you plant a seed in the mind,
כי אתה שותל זרע בתודעה,
and it grows like a tree.
והוא גדל כמו עץ.
Did you see money coming back?
ואז אתה רואה כסף חוזר.
It should be more money.
והוא צריך להיות יותר.
And we say that also.
וגם אנחנו אומרים אותו דבר.
It says if you give $1,
אנחנו אומרים שאם נתת דולר אחד,
and you understand what you are doing,
ואתה מבין את מה שאתה עושה,
$65 will come back.
יחזרו אליך 65.
This is a rule.
זה חוק.
Now in your mind some questions start to come.
עכשיו מתעוררת בדעתכם איזה שאלה.
Our monastery is much like yeshiva.
המנזר שלנו מאוד דומה לישיבה.
In the morning time, we read the old books with the teacher.
בבוקר אנחנו קוראים את הכתבים העתיקים עם המורה.
Then we go for lunch.
ואז אנחנו מקבלים ארוחת צהריים.
Then we're supposed to meditate.
אחר כך אנחנו אמורים לעשות מדיטציה.
Everybody takes a nap. Then in the evening they get this big gong.
That's the area where you gong the door.
Bong, bong,
bong.
Good translation. And it means you must come to debating.
The perusha shalenu lavo ela vikuchim apumbiim kol nosim.
Then sometimes 3, 4, 5 hours, sometimes all night. One person asks a question, and the other person must answer. And everything from memory. So I think it's similar to yeshiva. And it looks a little bit like karate. I thought you would like to see it. So we have one great, we had two great teachers on with us.
יש לנו כאן שני מורים גדולים.
One is Chuki.
אחת היא צ'וקי.
She's the director, we have a university, she's the director of the university.
היא המנהלת של האוניברסיטה.
And one is Elizabeth.
והשנייה היא אליזבת.
She's the director of the yeshiva for the debating.
היא המנהלת של הישיבה של הוויכוחים.
In America, we built one university.
באמריקה. בנינו שם אוניברסיטה.
So we're going to do a little bit debating.
I have a loud voice. Can you hear me over there?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get shot. So, holy opponent, let us debate.
אז יריב יקר, עכשיו בואו ניכנס לוויכוח.
You always begin big respect, very respect.
תמיד מתחילים עם מתן כבוד.
Then respect finish.
ואז נגמר.
Won this debate.
Yes,
so we're talking about karma. Just sit down. He's doing it wrong.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Catch your mic, I'm doing it wrong.
Thank you, Chris.
You're doing it wrong.
So sit down.
Isn't it true that you just said that a lie you told gave you $10,000?
I told you. Lie made $10,000. Everyone agrees with me.
So are you trying to tell me that everybody agrees that a lie gave you the money?
Almost everybody
I thought you just said that someone caused a civil effect. No, then I thought you just said that lie doesn't give you the $10,000.
I thought lie makes $10,000.
Yeah, but you also didn't cross it off when you were supposed to.
I'm not supposed to do anything.
Lie makes $10,000.
I told a lie, I got $10,000. Anyone can see, you can see.
So right? Are you trying to tell me that every time you tell a lie, you get $10,000?
You say, if you agree with me, in the monastery, you have to say, so.
She's not agreeing with you.
If you make a lie, you get $10,000. That's all.
So you told a lie and got $10,000?
Yes.
Yeah, so you also said that a lie does not give you $10,000 because that is not a similar cause, a similar result.
I didn't say that. Are you okay?
Yeah.
She's not kidding.
Did I get to? Am I lying? Am I lying?
Oh, Ronnie says you're lying. Yeah.
I said, you can't plant grapes and get figs. That's what I said.
And oh, so you're trying to tell me that I can't get figs in a...
From grape seed, yeah, translate.
אתה אומר לי שאי אפשר לקבל תאנים מזרעים של ערבים?
That's all I said. You can't get fig from grapes.
זה בדיוק מה שאמרתי, אי אפשר לקבל
תאנים. But you can get $10,000 from what?
אבל תקבל $10,000 משקל.
But you just said you couldn't get grapes from a fig.
Then you can't
get $10,000 from the lot.
Damn it!
You did say that.
Lisa, I do it again.
No, maski.
But you did say that.
I said you don't get fig from the grape. I said that. I didn't say you don't get $10,000 from life. I wrote this.
אני אמרתי שלא מקבלים תאנים מענבים. אני לא אמרתי שלא מקבלים $10,000 משקלים.
Yeah.
So, but if you... every time I tell a lie, I need $10,000.
אז כל פעם שאני משקרת, אני אקבל $10,000.
Good one.
Many times.
So didn't you say that similar cause is similar result and has to happen every time?
אז האם אמרת ש... התוצאה תמיד לא דומה לסיבה וזה תמיד חייב להיות כאן?
It's true. Similar things should make similar results. It's true. No, come. Don't be shy. Don't give up. It's okay.
She's winning. What are you talking about?
She's losing, right?
Say it again.
Yeah, it's true. Similar makes similar.
נכון, מה שתדומה.
You don't get things from grapes.
So that means that the lie did not give you $10,000.
It doesn't work all the time.
So then, what does it mean?
I don't know. If I knew it, everybody would be rich.
Well, we asked Christy.
Thank you.
So, if I want your $10,000, show me how. Show. You're the
competitor.
You have to look for similar costs.
So you're
trying to tell me that if I gave $10,000 yesterday, I'm going to get $10,000 today. Give me a break.
I didn't say that. You said that. You said that.
I work my, you know it off, I work really, really hard and I don't make any money right now. How does that work?
אם אתה אני עובדת קשה קשה ואני לא מרוויחה שם כסף, איך זה יכול להיות?
Look, you said similar cost and result. If you give money, you get money. But you can see many people, they give money, they don't get money.
אתה רואה הרבה אנשים נותנים כסף ולא מקבלים כסף.
Wait, you see many people, they give money?
אתם רואים הרבה אנשים
שנותנים כסף? They do get money.
וכן מקבלים כסף.
You see some people don't get money.
יש אנשים שלא נותנים כסף.
They don't get money.
ולא מקבלים כסף.
You see some people don't get money.
יש אנשים שלא לא נותנים.
They get money.
ומקבלים כסף.
No connection.
אין שום קשר.
Trying to tell me that there's no connection between the lie and getting $10,000.
אז אתה אומר שאין שום קשר בין השקר ו-$10,000.
I said, if you give money, sometimes you get money. If you give money, sometimes you don't get money. So it's
אני אומר, אתה נותן כסף, לפעמים אתה מקבל כסף.
So that means that if I give, that doesn't mean that I'm going to get.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So, excuse me, similar cause is similar result.
It's true that grape comes from grape.
נכון שאני לא מבין מהנבים.
But you can see many people give money, they don't get anything.
אבל יש הרבה אנשים שנותנים כסף ולא מקבלים כלום.
So, in your presentation, you had said that if you do give, that you're going to get money. Correct?
בהצגה שלך אמרת, אם אתה נותן, אתה תקבל כסף.
Maybe she said that.
אולי אין רעי.
So, in that case, the only logical answer would be that there's a time gap.
אז אם ככה, התשובה הגיונית היחידה היא שיש פער זמן.
What do you mean time gap?
מה את מתכוונת?
I'll draw it for you.
אני אצייר לך את זה.
What do you mean?
מה את מתכוונת?
What do I mean?
Time gap.
You're saying it. I mean, I think the lie made the $10,000. That's what experience you had. But you're trying to say in this presentation that, in fact, the giving some other time would have led to this $10,000.
Okay, let's try this. If you lie to somebody, somebody will lie to you.
אם אתה משקר למישהו, מישהו ישקר לך.
People lie to me. And if you get $10,000, it's because you gave $10,000. Or maybe less, maybe $1,000. So if you give $1,000 with knowledge, with understanding, you get $10,000. If you lie to someone, people will lie to you. I suggest we cross this one out. No connection between the lie and the $10,000. No connection. Before you gave somebody money, so you got $10,000. Now you are lying. In the future, people will lie to you. I suggest there's no connection between the lie and the $10,000. This is coming from the past. This is making the future. In the present time, no connection. You don't need to lie. Why? Because the Bible said so. Because Moshe said so. Because government said so. Because Diamond Boar said so. No, I don't want to lie because it doesn't do anything. The lie doesn't make money. So I'll give up lying. The lie causes me trouble in the future. If I want more money, what do I have to do? Here. Give more. You see? Here I gave $1,000. Then I got $10,000. Because the seed grows in the mind. It comes back to the mind as $10,000. Now what shall you do with the $10,000? Pay your rent first. This is, otherwise you make a lie. And feed your family. Not fancy, but comfortable. If you have $5,000 left, give it to someone. How much comes? 50,000. What shall you do with the 50,000? You know the answer. What if everybody did this? No, we say the total amount of money in the world. The total amount of money in the world, it will increase. Because you are making new money. I am making new money. So now we have three economic systems in the world. First one is capitalism. There's only one plan. We have to fight. We have to fight for one plan. Okay? Then if I have a better TV advertising, I get the whole market. Okay? That's capitalism. Then there's a communist. We should share. We'll take half and half. We can have half this half. Then everybody has only half. This new system, I think we're going to call it communism. How can I make more pens for myself? Peter. Where does the karma stay? My own life.
In six months,
בעוד שישה שבועות, אולי שישה חודשים,
more pens will come to you.
יבואו אליי עוד עצים.
You say it sounds crazy.
הם אומרים שזה נשמע מטורף.
But I can tell you many, many stories.
אבל אני יכול לספר לכם הרבה הרבה סיפורים.
Actually, they gave us 3 escapes recently.
למעשה, לאחרונה קיבלנו 3 החוזות.
You can use it for your body.
אתם יכולים להשתמש בזה לשלבים שלכם?
I had a very bad disease in my foot.
הייתה לי מחלה קשה ברגל.
I couldn't walk sometimes.
לפעמים לא יכולתי ללכת.
And the bone was like this.
העצם הייתה עקומה.
So how to fix a bone?
אז איך אנחנו יכולים לעשות?
Go to the doctor.
ליישר לאיזה רכת הרופא.
Operation.
ניתוח.
Nowadays we do ballet. I do ballet on this foot.
היום אנחנו עושים ballet.
How, what kind of operation?
Everything.
How to fix the bone?
Episode Delta X.
In karma, is it?
In karma.
Help someone.
Yeah, help somebody with a handicap. Or if you want a nice partner. How to find? I'll ask you. Do you have Sephora? 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 It's a one makeup in New York. Very expensive. So she goes in there, I use $100.
אני מרגש שפורה אומר, זה סוג של מייקאפ, ואם היא הולכת לחנות שם. רשת, רשת, סליחה.
So, if you want to...
You have to give me
a dress. No. If you want a good husband.
אם אתם רוצים בעל טוב.
If you want a nice partner.
או בזוג נחמדה.
There's 2 ideas.
יש 2 רעיונות.
Should you wear the Sephora nice makeup? Or should you do the natural
look?
Which one always gets done?
The first one.
Sephora.
She said the third
one.
No, some people they don't get. And then other people they don't have anything in makeup. In karmaism.
The karma is
we say if you very, very carefully not to disturb other people's marriage.
אם אתה מאוד זהיר, לא לקלקל נישואים של אחרים.
Very careful not to disturb or split other people.
מאוד זהיר לא להפריד בין אנשים.
Then the karma comes back.
הקרמה חוזר.
You will have a very beautiful partner.
ואז יש לך בת זוג מאוד יפה.
Nice partner.
נחמדה.
One guy from Israel said this before.
Yes, it's a guy from Israel who said it.
I think his name is Moses.
Maybe Moses is there.
Okay, same thing. But I think when you talk about karma, it's easier to understand. It stays in the mind.
It
comes out of the mind. Last question. How to make it fast? You see, you say if I give $10,000, I get
$50,000.
But also you said maybe 6 weeks, 6 months. How to make it faster? You don't get to hear that unless you stay. So we will take your questions. Have a break. If you'd like to come up and talk to Christy or me, please come.
Maybe it's the New York.
מאוד גם אינטואיטיבי, לא משום סדר. When I watch Michael and Tracy, it reminds me a little bit of, right? Of Oprah and I. We used to be the mother and father. אנחנו אופה בנינו כמו האמא ואבא, שכל הזמן מתבחים, argue non-stop, debate and argue, כל הזמן. They love each other dearly, but I can see a new ash and no market at the same time. And they're beautiful together. And no, I feel they are fine. And I really wish that you never take your argument across the board. You always remember that. What unites you is the love between you and I know you will. אני רק מאחלת להם שאף פעם לא יקרו את הדיווחים לקיצוליות, אלא יזכרו שמה שמאחד אותם זה אהבה גדולה ביניהם. Just a few words about, if you want, about our start and about our interaction with Geshen Michael, Michael Roy. כמה מילים קטנות על ההתחלה שלנו ואיך, מה הייתה האינטראקציה. We came to New York City in 1981, beginning of 1981. אנחנו הגענו לניו יורק בתחילת שנה 81. After we already were like about 5 years in business in Israel with Ofer, his brother, myself, and the wife at the time of his brother. עם עופר וריבה ואז אשתו של פרדים ואנחנו, מוסד התכשיטים, אולי אתם שמעתם. The two brothers, עופר and אבי, just couldn't see eye to eye, and we, the young ones, had to live. אנחנו הצעירים, הגענו לניו יורק. איתנו הגיעה הילדה שלנו, תמר, או דוקטור תמר, שהיא סטן. And the year was 1981. We started from nothing. We had nothing whatsoever, just an idea and a dream, and we didn't even know exactly what we wanted to do. And לא ידענו בדיוק מה אנחנו רוצים לעשות, היה לנו רעיון, חשבנו, חקרנו, והתחלנו לעבוד. פתאום הגיע מייקל, and here Michael comes, and Oprah is telling me, I met this guy at the course, in a whole course של שבוע בג'מולוגיה. הוא אומר, פגשתי את הבחור הזה, והוא רוצה לעבוד, he wants to work with me, I don't know what he knows, I don't know what I need him for. הוא אומר, אני אעשה לו עוד דבר. אז הוא אומר, he says to me, I look at the guy, and he looks, he looks wonderful, really. Something is so beautiful, like today. And I said, sure, why not? Let's give it a shot. Let's go on and say. And then Michael started, he would write for author phonetically how the virus, remember that were on cards, but we were researching the market, and אנחנו חקרנו את השוק לדעת מי הקניינים באותם זמנים שאליהם לפנות ולהציע את מרכולתנו and offer our merchandise. And we already had this idea that we want to go after the majors. We don't want to go after the small mom and pop. ורצינו ללכת אחרי הדיפרטמנט סטורס הגדולים החשובים. And Michael, that the research for author, I was the one who would do things, who would run and podium and plate and put the light together and sweat. We had only two offices. I had one shnei sodim, had in Mizug Avir with air condition, and I was frozen down in the office. It's not a common one. They had the Mifan Moran was sweatshirt. I was there. And so Michael would write in a beautiful handwriting, round, phonetically, how the name of the virus would sound. And it was a struggle. And then he would then he would run around. Then he would then officer had all the blood and volunteer over there. I don't need him anymore because I have one of the guards. Theodore, take him to your slave. And I made him run. And we came down to the seven or what's the whole baby shape on 47th Street to bring this and to bring that and the other. But then later on a serious note, אחר כך היה הקניין של הירועים, the fire, and then he developed a whole diamond department, הוא הקים מחלקת קניינות ומיון ירועים. And then he established all of our overseas offices in Bangkok, הוא הקים את הרשת של קניינות עבורנו במזרח הרחוק, בבנקוק ובהודו, באינדיה. And everything he did was with such intelligence and care and art. כל מה שעשה היה עם כל כך הרבה סרט ולב. And people during intermission, during the break, asked me, how did Michael's ideas influence your business? And I said truthfully, I really don't know. We grew together. It was this positive energy. I mean, אני אמר, עניתי, אנשים שאלו אותי, איך הרעיונות של גשם מיינדל השפיעו על צמיחת הביזנס שלנו. והתשובה שלי אני לא יודעת, כי גדלנו יחד, והיה מין אנרגיה מדהימה, unbelievable energy, to work with people and to respect people and to let them feel that they are part of something. And it was not the money, you're absolutely correct, but the Lord in the case of the case, the Lord has said, כן, אנחנו עובדים כסף, הוא טוב, הוא עוזר לנו לעשות דברים, אבל זה אף פעם לא היה בקשר לכסף, זה היה תמיד, הכסף היה מין reward כזה, מין הוכחה כזו שעשינו את זה. The money came as a reward because we were good at what we did. And that's the kind of thing that we did together. It always made us contribute. תמיד מייקל גרם לנו לתרום הלאה. תמיד לכל הדברים שלו, וכמובן גם עשינו הרבה לקהילה, וזה חלק מהתורה. So I really thank you, Michael. You know we are. And thank you together. אנחנו קשורים ביחד מאוד, כמו משפחה.
And I thank you so much for being
with us. Thank you.
I have to say one thing.
When
Geshe Michael speaks about Aya, he always talks about her as one of his lamas. So that's all you need to know about Aya, right?
Can I say one more? אני רוצה להגיד שנדיבותה של איה לא מסתיימה כשמרויה בפרברת היום אני ממשיכה להתמודדת מאוד יפה גם בפעילות של המחאה וכן נמצא עוד דרכים.
Because he said not to talk about him, and she talked about him anyway. Look his face. It's not the summer. Okay, I will talk about the price. So we got you all back in the room by saying that we will tell you how to speed up the karma.
אז הבאנו את כולכם פה לחדר, בהבטחה שנספר לכם איך לזרז את הקרמה.
Otherwise, maybe you would leave during the break. So we will do as we promised. The next page we did during the debate, so now we go to page 8. How do you speed up your good comments? Because to tell you the truth, until you try this yourself, it is only theoretical. And you don't really believe it. Until you see it happening in your own life. So the only way to prove whether what we say is true is to go try it for yourself. But sometimes if people don't know how to speed it up, they will try. Oh, I gave $10 to someone on the corner. I didn't see anything come back. And they will say, oh, this doesn't work. So there are certain rules you need to know about the karma. In order to be able to prove to yourself that it works. And to get a result very quickly. So there are four ways to speed up the karma. I'm going to start from the back. They say the conclusion. That means you have to actually do it. You get a little bit of karma just by thinking about doing something good to somebody else. But not as much as if you actually do it, obviously. So that's easy, that's the one we get out of the way. The object here, this means who you do your karma to. Let's say you want to get money. So you're looking to give money to somebody. There are ways to do it that will speed it up. First, you have to look for someone good to give it to. And this will differ with every person. Because it depends on how strongly you feel towards the person you're giving it to. So you look for someone or some project or some thing to give your money to that you feel very strongly about, that you are very passionate about. Someone you feel that needs your money the most. And it's not necessarily the people who have the least money. It could be an organization you just very much believe in. And so that is more powerful for you. Because you have a personal investment in it. You really care, you really want it to succeed. For example, we give a lot of our money to the Tibetan refugees. Because we really believe in their cause. Because they have given us everything we have. And that's especially someone who has been kind to you in the past. It's good to help. So that is the object.
Then we come to the second one, which is the thought. We are wearing out our translator. Yeah, you're almost done.
So the second one, thought. Aspect השני זה המחשבה המלווה. השלישי.
If you get tired, you should watch me. We're doing the second one.
Why are you saying that we're doing
the second one? Because I did the third one first. So the second one is the thought. If you just write a quick check to someone and just give it to them and never think about it,
אם אתם רושמים מהר מהר צ'ק למי שנותנים מהם אותם ובכלל לא משקיעים בזה מחשבה.
You just plan a very small karma.
אתם שותלים קרמה קטנה.
But if you actually plan, think about who you're going to give this money to.
אבל אם אתם מתכננים ומשווים למי ייתן את הכסף הזה.
Look around, look in the newspaper, watch the television, think who is the most worthy, who is the one that I feel strongest about.
תקדנו מסביב, עשו מחקר, עשו מחקר, ועשו מחשבה, העניין, מי ראוי ביותר לקבל את עצמי.
Then you spend 6 months thinking about it.
ואז אתם אולי מבלים 6 חודשים לחשוב ביותר.
This plant's a very, much more powerful karma.
זה שותל כמה הרבה מאוד.
It's actually very fun. You know, you have a certain amount of money you get from your paycheck every month.
זה למעשה בעניין, אנחנו מקבלים סכום מסוים של כסף מהתלוש שלנו, מהשעה החודשית.
And after you take care of your rent and your family and your obligations,
אחרי שדאגנו לשכר הדירה, למשפחה, ושאר ההתחייבויות שלנו,
maybe you have 5% left.
אולי נשאר 5%.
To play with, or maybe 10%.
אולי 10%.
And you just put it away.
את זה שמים בצד.
And you think about it for a while.
וחשבו על עצמך.
What would be the most fun way to give this money?
מה הדרך המוצלחת ביותר לתת את זה?
And you just collect it for 6 months thinking about, oh, what should I do? What kind of project would I like to be involved in?
תמשיכו לאסוף את הכסף של זמן מה, תוך שאתם משקיעים מחשבה באיזה פרויקט אתם הייתם רוצים להיות מעורבים.
And that brings us to the third one.
וזה מביא אותנו לגורם השלישי.
Which is doing it.
וזה העשייה בפועל.
The undertaking.
הביצוע.
Very much more powerful karma if you can actually be involved in the project that you're working on.
הכמה הרבה יותר דקה אם אתם מעורבים בפועל בפרויקט שאתם עובדים בו.
Maybe after 6 months you decide, oh, I'm going to give this money to a homeless shelter.
יכול להיות שכעבור 6 חודשים תחליטו לתת את הכסף למקלט לאנשים חסרי בית.
You don't just write them a check, but you actually go to the center and you pay for something that they need and you give it to them yourself. You hand them the soup. And you make sure the shower is fixed. And you get your hands in it. Basically, it's getting your heart involved in it too. And this, these four things, it creates very powerful fast karma. So now I've given you the key, we have given you the key. But you have to prove for yourself in good works. So it's up to you. You could live your life in a state of doubt. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Or you could go try it yourself. And you don't lose anything. Because even if it doesn't work, you probably become a nicer person. Okay, so that's
that
first.
Yeah.
So tonight we talked about karma.
I don't know about karma.
This is not a religion.
So not that.
This is just a way that the world works. We teach in many different countries. The people in each country, they have different religion. I think people should keep their own religion. Jewish religion is very, very old and very, very wise. And really, now that we came to Israel, we understand one thing. The Jewish religion which we see in America, it is only the shadow of the Jewish religion here. This is the real source. And we feel the power here, especially in Jerusalem. You don't need new religion. Everything is unbelievable. But my experience, everyone can use this karma idea. Together with their religion. It's like dessert with dinner. It's not to replace the dinner. It makes the dinner more sweet. So everybody can use this idea. If you want money, this is supposed to be business talk. You have to give money. There are $17 trillion in the world. The world economy right now is $17 trillion. This idea is not to split up the $17 trillion. This idea is to increase 17. Make it 50 trillion. Make it 100 trillion. If everybody in the world gave a little bit of their money to other people, then the amount of money in the world will rise. There will be more money for everybody. It doesn't have to be poor people. Also with your body, you can fix any disease. Not by going to the doctor, by taking care of other people's disease. Any family problem you have, if you need a partner, you want to have a nice family, you respect other people's marriage, and you help other people to have a good family, then your partner will come to you. So in America, we say, what do they say in the Constitution? Inalienable right to happiness. Everyone has this. Everyone can have financial success. This is a good thing. You should do it. Please give money. Second, everyone should be strong. Healthy. You should have it. Take care of other people. Third thing, you should have a nice family. You should have a beautiful partner. So take care. Don't disturb other people's marriage. So then you can get rich. If you're rich but you're not healthy, you can't enjoy the money. The sad thing, is very old man, with a very fast car. Should be helping. Then if the girl likes the car, you might be something. So how to be healthy? To enjoy the money. But then sometimes you feel you have money, you have healthy, but you feel lonely. So then you have to do that third kind of karma. Help other people in their relationships. Then a good partner will come to you. There's only one more problem. In the life, if you have money, you are healthy, you have a good partner, still you are getting old. During this lecture, you got 2 hours older. Talking about money, talking about health, talking about nice partner. Now you are 2 hours closer to your death. This problem everybody has. If you follow this way of thinking, if you really take care of
other people,
we believe your death, even death, you can stop it. Some people told me, you mean you can live 3, 4, 500 years? I say yes. Much longer. No death. So people said to me, I don't want that. Why? After 60, too many wrinkles, too tired. That's enough. Maybe if I live to 200, 300, I'll get all wrinkles. I don't know. It's not like that. If you really, really understand this system, you will not die. Tamar told me something tonight at dinner. It's about death and the heck.
That there is no death without sin.
Yeah.
From the Talmud.
Sin.
Head.
If you don't have head, you will not have death. It's from the Talmud.
Yeah.
We say the same thing. And really, this is the ultimate reason to have this talk. Is this just some old thing in the Bible? We think, oh, in the Bible that was the old times. Nowadays nobody knows these things. Nowadays nobody can see God. We are not living in the Bible times.
Yeah.
All these things are old. They are not true for us. That's completely wrong. We believe each person here, if you really understand, if you really work hard, even death can change. In the monastery, they teach you how to change the body into an angel's body, like life. Very beautiful, very young, and can go to many, many places to help people. This is the reason to study these things. This is the reason to study this karma.
In the monastery, they take a big needle. They check you every 6 months.
Wow.
Is it changing?
I have a question.
It is like,
with all of
so it's very serious.
And
if you learn this thing, how to
do it,
then you can teach other people to. We believe you can stop there. I think Moses was teaching the same thing. Just have to learn how. It's not some old idea. The principle is the same. We can do it here. And our teachers tell us, you don't have to go to yeshiva. You don't have to go to monastery. You don't have to wear this suit. You can do all the mitzvah in your business. In your family. Business people can do. Family people can do. Don't have to wear special clothes. Don't have to tell anybody. Quietly, you learn how to do this thing. You do it in your own home. You do it in your business. This is what we need to learn. So, thank you. Deborah is coming to Tel Aviv. She's here all the time. She's the visiting, the teacher who comes for 2 or 3 days, everybody respects them, gives them flowers, also gives fruits, they give you a big donation. But the teacher who teaches you every day, nobody respects them. But you have to do it. She's here all the time. She's a great teacher. Study. Thank you very much. We will do one special prayer. We hold up our hands like this. We give away a good karma. We made good karma today. You were very patient. The talk started late. Long break. Those guys never stopped talking. But you were very patient. And you tried very hard. And we made a good karma together. We believe because of this karma we will meet each other many times. So Chris and I, we want to keep this karma. We don't want to lose this karma. So what is the way to keep it? Give it away. So in your mind, you give all this good mitzvah. To all the people in Israel. And we will do a special
prayer. Thank you. Thank you.